In the following sequence, Maine Department of Marine Resources Aquaculture Field Assessors John Lewis and Marcy Nelson, along with Sean Mahaney of the Army Corps of Engineers, visit the site of a proposed aquaculture lease near the Rockland Breakwater on June 2, 2006. We're down at Snow Marine Park, and we're about to embark on an examination of a proposed aquaculture site. And we have a federal official and two from Maine Department of Marine Resources that are going to go do an overview of the site, take a dive, see what it looks like there. So we're at Snow Marine Park. You're going to go take a look at one today, then?
We're going to go out just across the breakwater here and look at a site that's being proposed inside the breakwater for growing eelgrass and coralline algae, which is a rather new alternative.
We're now leaving the ramp. A very drizzly day. How are you going to do this? A transect, or how's it done then, John?
As shallow as it is, we will probably start on a transect. Probably come to the surface, look around. Ideally, it'll be a zigzag through the site so we get some pretty good coverage.
I guess there's no expectations. What are you going to see down there until you're down there, huh?
I'm expecting to see mud, maybe some crabs, lobsters, maybe some cobble. I don't anticipate anything too charismatic down there. It's about 100 degrees, Marcy, to the breakwater.
Okay.
As shallow as it is, I'm liable to pop up a fair amount of time. Yeah, it's flashing, so it's off. It's not getting a decent signal, but yep, 7.0.
There's a lot of rocks here, so don't.
What's that?
A lot of rocks.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to do my backwards entry.
Sean, we're going to roll off at those other buoys.
Yeah.
So when we fire up, we'll go down to maybe where that white mooring ball is.
Yep.
We'll go right in there.
You want to go that white one, John?
Sean Mahaney of the Army Corps of Engineers maneuvers the boat into position for the first transect.
Yeah, just go beyond that buoy, maybe. So we're going to have plenty of room.
Come back to
it. And when we get in, will you hand me the camera?
Yep.
Off they go. They go.
I have no idea what visibility will be.
It looks rather poor.
I guess if we lose one another,
I'll just head for the breakwater.
So the two divers, as they wend their way across this, you can hear the bubbles and see the bubbles as they move along. You can tell John's by his bright yellow flippers as he passes before the bow of the boat. Marcy coming close behind with her pink flippers.
Going under the boat.
John Lewis uses his camera now on the surface to get an idea where they are. About 20 minutes has passed. John came up and said, "Way cool down there." The dive continued. They come up and are about halfway across the site. The two of them swim right next to each other, taking notes and videotaping as they go. We accidentally wrap up in some pot warp. Oh, yep, did get wrapped up a little bit there. A lot of lobster traps that are around here.
Coming out.
Marcy hands over the camera.
What a nice dive.
How do you turn the lights off, Marcy?
Underneath, there's a battery pack, and there's a switch on the top of the battery pack.
Okay.
Give you a push.
Yep.
Where'd John head?
Just over there by that last buoy.
What a nice dive. There are lots of boulders with stars and kelp and crabs and lobsters.
So it's a hard bottom all the way up?
Yeah. It's mud up to here.
Wow.
It's deeper, but I couldn't get my arm in any further. With interspersed.
Boulders laid over the mud?
Yeah. Over here it's a little harder.
Yeah. And were the boulders maybe from the breakwater construction?
They're big boulders. I mean, I had to actually, you know, I would breathe in hard, rise up over them. You know, they were big.
I bet you they're leftovers then, probably.
They make some nice little mini reefs.
Cool.
Trying. He's cruising a little faster.
He probably knows you're there.
Oh, he's coming out.
It sounds as though this is a more complicated bottom than his average dive in the area. And so we'll get a report from John and Marcy after they come on up, and we make our way back to the south end.
You wouldn't think there was a resort with a golf course nearby, would you?
How many balls?
What do you want? Couple.
Two golf balls.
Only two?
Yeah, I was surprised.
An old ship's anchor that's pretty well rusted out.
Wow.
For a while, they thought it might be a valuable find.
That bottle I held up to you was an old cork top.
Was it?
Yeah.
When I handed you the cork,
I thought it was a red stripe.
Oh, no. It was an old cork top, but I didn't have a...
A bag.
I was able to hold it the whole time. I couldn't fit it in my pocket.
You should have threw it off. We would have got it.
That was a lot more interesting than I ever would have believed it was going to be.
Well, it's good to know.
Best dive I've had since coming back.
It's one of the better dives I've ever had in Maine.
It was fun.
It's got great rocky outcrops with these kelp beds over it.
Huh.
So there's all this stuff living in these kelp beds.
Is it an actual rock outcrop or is it pieces of the breakwater that may have...
I think it's rock outcrops. I don't think it's pieces of the breakwater.
That may have been dropped when they were building.
Maybe. They weren't... It may have been. They weren't square.
No.
But, you know, that long ago, you'd get down and you'd be in these flats and then you'd see this,
this shadow
sitting up about 4 feet into the water column.
Yeah.
And you go over to it, and it was just
cool.
Just covered in kelp.
We did
you never knew what you were going to find.
We did go under that float. We were under one float. I don't know which one.
What float? That one?
You went under us.
Was it you?
Yeah.
I remember. I looked up, and I'm like, oh, I better not surface now. I'm under something.
Yeah, you went under us. Because it was like, where are they going?
It was just...
You were a little...
Well, for a while there, it became pretty obvious what it was.
Yeah.
So then I was just, all right, let's just find some neat footage and investigate these kelp forests a little bit. And then... I came up and went, oh, we haven't made any progress.
When I was looking
I honestly thought we were close to here when we surfaced.
You were like still.
I popped up and went, we've been spending too much time just sitting around looking at things. But it's all pretty similar until about here. Then it flats out to next to nothing. But it's sand, mud, you know, that much mud and sand, then over cobble.
She said she had deep pockets.
I was trying to show you, John. I got it past my elbow.
Oh, you did? Early on?
Early on.
Yeah. Early on, it was softer.
That makes sense probably around that point, though. Mm-hmm. With, like, an eddy effect and stuff, it probably deposits any sediment, you know, because of the currents coming in and out.
Closer into here, I could only get in up to my wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is
an underlayment of cobble
in
some areas.
You know, so long ago, it hasn't really settled since it was built.
I saw one blade of eelgrass actually in...
So did I. One blade.
May have been the same blade.
It was actually alive, but it was around one of those rocks. It was under some kelp. It was like,
I saw one blade.
How was the growth on it? Stunted or just coming up?
Yeah, it was...
New shoot, kind of, or... I bet it doesn't grow very well.
This blade, I was surprised because it was actually, I think, I've been in amongst a bunch of people. It couldn't have been getting much.
But if you're looking to grow sponges, there's coral and algae down there already.
That stuff will grow.
If you're looking to grow, it's a diverse bottom. It's sand, mud, some cobble, and rocky ledges. So it's
after that, it'll be a good time.
After the Damascata, this is great.
This was a great time. But, hey, did you feel like we're going against the current for a fair amount of it?
I was getting a good leg workout.
Yeah, me too.
Really, there's a current under here, though. Good.
There's a surge, too, believe it or not, underneath that. But
I can't wait to see the lobster footage.
Yeah.
That was right in on them.
A lot of lobster?
No, I saw 4 or 5 probably. One keeper.
Yeah, I saw a lot of
It's still early, though.
Yeah, it's very early. There's some empty burrows down there still.
Well, that's a good sign, though.
Is that basically what the bottom looks like right there? That boulder field?
Not as much.
You know, it may have at some point, and now it's overlaying the silt, but I'm looking right out here, these first couple of boulders. It's a number of boulders about that size, and it goes for a good bit all the way through. And maybe settle down like that. But they're about that size of these outer two boulders. But there's kelp on them. It's actually brown kelp. You know why I hated this camera? I was wrestling with that ship's anchor.
I never saw it.
It was about this big on the flukes and stood about this tall.
That would explain you gave me the camera that I went off videotaping.
I stood it up and I looked at it, and I was going to come up and grab a line. And then I looked at it and said, this isn't going to last 6 months if I bring this to the surface. It's just going to fall apart and rust out.
Too much rust on it?
Yep.
That'd be a nice little keeper.
It wouldn't last. So, number of buoys. I guess we should show it. Lobster buoys in the proposed one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And it's scattered around.
I counted 9 more.
I could see where there'd be lobstering going up on there.
I came across a couple of traps.